Welcome to the Pulse USA, where we provide insight, knowledge, and education on local businesses across the U.S.
Hello and welcome to the Pulse USA podcast. I have a special guest on with me today, Anita Marsh from AMR Business Solutions, who is one of the best bookkeepers in the state of New Jersey, bar none. Anita, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your business and give us an overview on AMR Business Solutions.
Thank you very much for having me, Bruce. So what we do at AMR Business Solutions, we help the small business owners keep ahead of their books on a day-to-day and monthly basis. We help them so that they're not overwhelmed at the end of the year when it comes time to tax planning. They're not drowning in unnecessary paperwork.
Okay, terrific. What are one of the biggest hurdles you have as a bookkeeper today? Because, you know, I always involve my accountant. And again, I prepared a lot of my receipts and everything on my own, which is very time consuming. And I really don't enjoy doing that. But what would you say is one of the biggest hurdles for you to, you know, when you gain a new client is to get them into conform with what you are looking to do?
The biggest challenge is getting the owner to release the reins of their books. It's a very personal interaction. I say it's kind of like dating. You don't pick the first bookkeeper or accountant that you interact with. You have to interview them, and just like they have to interview you. I always say that taxes is like a balance beam. You're supposed to be straight on. You can't tip to the left. You can't tip to the right. You're tipping to the left. You're kind of playing with the IRS fast and loose. Tip to the other way, you're overpaying. So, you want to stay perfect on that balance beam.
Okay. And that's understandable. Okay. Why is it important to have a bookkeeper versus you trying to accomplish this yourself? Because I think, you know, the audience needs to know the importance of why, you know, you come into play and what part you play in the corporation or the small business or whatever have you.
So one of the things is, first, we're much more efficient. We're used to doing this on a day-to-day. With what we charge per hour and what you could be doing with that hour, it's just a no-brainer. We have everybody from plumbers to attorneys to book editors. We take care of all of their books on a daily basis, and they're out producing more income versus worrying about where all their expenses should be going and if they're putting it in the right category or not. Because some expenses could really be in two different categories, and you want to make sure it's hitting the right category that's going to hit the tax return for the most impact on your tax returns to get the biggest deduction.
So let's talk about that for a second, the categories. Do you select the categories for the business owner, or do you sit with them and go over the categories together to make sure that, number one, they're categorized the right way? Okay, that's number one. And number two, that they're putting them in the right buckets.
So we have a big intake system that we use with our new clients. When we're onboarding our client, we ask a lot of questions. And then we also talk with the accountant where they would like to see things and where they've been putting things. So one of the most common misplaced items are meals and entertainment. So there's difference. Meals and entertainment is when you take somebody out to Capital Grill and spend $300 trying to woo the new client in. That's a meals and entertainment. It's a 50% write-off. For a firm, if you're having a big event, or if you are mostly people that do this as contractors who are trying to keep their men on site, will bring in food. That's not a meals and entertainment. That's an employee meal, which is 100% deductible. So okay, it's our job, when we see a restaurant or a food industry, we have to ask that question. What was that for? Did you bring in food? Were you supplying it on site? Or did you take somebody out? Because that line item belong in two different spaces on the tax return. And it, one's 50% deduction and one's 100%.
Great. Thank you for that, because I didn't even know that. Okay. And I don't think the majority of business owners even know that. Okay. So there's value number one right there. But I want to ask you this, you know, in just learning that right now, at what point in time do you contact and reach out to the business owner? Like, do you get a stack of receipts, or every time that the business owner generates a receipt, how does he get it to you so that you can A, categorize it, or B, you know, reach out to him or her for questions?
That's a great question. We are available to our clients 24/7. meaning people text us receipts at all hours. They email us receipts. We do have a couple clients that love just dumping it all at our office, and we get the typical shoebox, or usually it's a plastic bag filled of receipts. And I do feel it's more because they want it out of their desk to our desk. But a lot of times as it hits QuickBooks, more and more people are using QuickBooks Online. So within 24 hours, that charge is hitting QuickBooks, and we get to see it within 24 hours of the actual charge. If we see something unusual, that's when we will send a note to the client. But what we do is we like to, once the month is end and we've reconciled the books, that's when we give the client a list of questions. We try not to bombard them every other day with another question. At the end of the month, we'll be like, these are the questions that we have, and here they are. And a lot of times they just handwrite right over it what exactly the charge was or what our question was. And that's how we get things back and forth.
So what is the process that you have right now for receipts? Are they giving you a digital copy of the receipt, or are they scanning it with their phone? Are they taking a picture of it and sending it in? How do you get most of the receipts?
Yeah, I would say 90% are scanning them with their phones. We do try to train our clients, when you're doing something that we need to know, it's faster to do it at that second than it is months down the line. Because one, you're going to forget. Two, worse, what if we just assume? And we need to always know and be on top of everything. In this way, we're ahead. We do have one client who likes to Venmo a lot. We taught her how to screenshot. And she just sends it to us because Venmo and Zelle don't really give great reporting. So it doesn't give us enough detail what we need. So we taught her to screenshot, and she just sends us the screenshots with what the description was for what the charge was for.
But isn't there a way, don't they connect you to their checking accounts so that you can go in and actually see the deposits, number one, and also the debits, you know, when they're paying something on their checking account or on their business account?
Or with credit cards as well. We can also download their credit cards.
Oh, okay. So you get the credit card statement as well.
Correct. So okay. One of the things, again, Zelle and Venmo don't give us enough transaction information. So if we're seeing the bank statement or even in QuickBooks, all it says is Zelle or Venmo and a dollar number. It gives us no information. So we then have to go back to the client. And a lot of times then they have to go and look it up. And it takes a lot of time on their end. So that's why we have them trained to either send us a text message or an email at that time of what it was for. We print it out, we save it, and when we're working on their books, then we take care of it from there.
And that seems pretty simple. I mean, in my terms, I mean, that's easier said than done, though, sometimes, because I'm sure there's individuals that you have to chase down to get receipts. And I'd be guilty of that as well, because, you know, you get a receipt, you put it in your coffee cup in the car, you know, the coffee cup holder in the car, or you put it in a glove compartment, or you put it in the center console, or you put it in your suit jacket pocket, or your pants pocket, and you forget about it. And then when you get home that night, you take everything out and there's the receipt, and it's laying on your nightstand then, okay? From the nightstand, it winds up on the floor.
Exactly. So there are a lot of different scanning tools out there as well, but I've discovered, especially having a lot of contractors in the trades, that by the end of the day, they have so many receipts that they feel overwhelmed at the end of the day. But if they screenshot each receipt, or just text us, I just spent $800 some odd at Home Depot. It's for this job. And, you know, this is not taxable or whatever. So if they're doing it right in the moment, it's less overwhelming versus if you're doing it at the end of the month when we're asking you the questions. Now you have a list of 20, 30 questions and now you're overwhelmed. That's not our goal. Our goal is to streamline you and not have you overwhelmed.
And, you know, you bring up that's a good point, because it's also a learning curve on the business owner themselves, because the more that they get in tune with sending in the receipts to you, the easier their life becomes too, because nobody wants to cram all of that in one day or go looking for receipts, because to them it becomes a waste of time then. Okay. And they probably get frustrated.
Correct. Now you do need to save your receipts. If you're ever audited, you do need to have a copy of those receipts. So that's why a lot of times they also like sending them to us because we upload them into QuickBooks.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Okay.
So if you're ever audited and they have a question on a receipt, the receipt is in part of that transaction in QuickBooks.
What percentage of your customer now, I know you use QuickBooks as your primary platform, which is, it's a great system, great software. But what percentage of your clients actually upload directly into QuickBooks and know how to use that tool in QuickBooks to upload the receipts right there to the program for you?
I'm going to say probably 1% actually know how to do it.
I knew the answer to that before I asked you. Because I would be one of those people. I wouldn't be uploading to QuickBooks. No way. All right. It's all good. Okay. By the way, just out of curiosity, what are the tax deadlines then?
So if you're a corporation and you're on extension, that deadline is September 15th. And if you're an LLC, single member, or an individual, your tax deadline is October 15th. Now, keep in mind, your accountant wants the books at least 30 days before those deadlines, so they have enough time to do the work. And remember, you're hiring your accountant for tax planning, not just to file a tax return.
Nope.
So you have to give them time to actually do their job if you want them to do a good job.
I couldn't agree more. There's many times my accountant has called me, where's your stuff? Where's your stuff? So I get it. Well, Anita, I want to thank you. This was very informational. I want to thank you very much for coming on the Pulse USA. I think the information you provided here today is of value to anyone who's listening. By the way, can you tell everybody here that's watching this how to get in touch with you?
Yes, you can call us at the office. Our number is 973-946-8401. Or you can email us at anita@amrbusinesssolutions.com.
Thank you very much, Anita. Hopefully we can get together here again soon. And if any new tax laws are coming out, please contact me and we'll get you on here to educate the audience on any new tax laws or any things that they can take advantage of in their favor. Okay?
Thank you very much for having me, Bruce.
Thank you. And I want to thank everybody. This is the Pulse USA podcast, which will be coming to you on a weekly basis. You can go to our website at thepulseusa.com, sign up for a podcast, buy a series of podcasts, or just listen or do whatever you like that helps you get more educated on all of the businesses we bring on board. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.